Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and my guest today is Michael Ravenhill, the CEO of the David Foster Foundation. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Michael, what is the David Foster Foundation?
Well, the David Foster Foundation is an organization that started 34 years ago by music producer, 16-time Grammy Award winner David Foster. And what we do is we provide financial assistance to families of children that require major organ transplants. And we pay for all non-medical expenses, so food, clothing, transportation, accommodation, travel, whatever the family is finding stressful in payments because they're faced with such an amazing situation that has put their family in crisis. So what we do is we come alongside these families and support them financially so that they don't have to worry about losing their house and losing their cars and trying to find how they would pay for food and clothing and so forth. Because most of the time when a child is faced with the news that they need an organ or they will die, one parent or it may be a single parent in the family will have to stop their job and then care for their child. So we come alongside and take away all of those stresses for the family and say, look, we want you to be beside your child because that's where your focus needs to be. And we'll take care of all of the finances for you until you can get back on your feet again.
Now, how common is organ donation here in Canada?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, sadly, in Canada, we have one of the worst organ and tissue donor rates of all developing countries. And we can change that here in Canada. And that's really about just taking 2 minutes to become a registered organ donor. You know, the interesting thing about this, Natty, is that one person can save the life up to 8 people and can improve the life up to 75 people by just signing that organ donor card and becoming a registered organ donor. Because one day, when they do pass, they can leave that life legacy and save so many people and improve the life of so many people. It takes only 2 minutes to do.
And are you able to speak to the numbers here in Manitoba?
I can speak on a national level. The rates and stats are constantly changing, and they're also not up to date as of today. But I do know that in Canada, over 4,500 Canadians are currently waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. And each year, upwards of about 1,600 people are added to that wait list. So you put it into perspective, of those on the wait list, the number of deaths work out to roughly 5 deaths per week. And one death every 30 hours. And in a country that is so blessed, I mean, this just doesn't need to happen. We can change those stats. But that's what we're doing in April, being Organ Donor Awareness Month. And we're wanting to just be vocal. And that's why we have our hashtag, Get Vocal. And we're encouraging people to share on social media their support for organ donation and organ and tissue donation and just start to get vocal about it. Because the more people that know and the more people that understand the importance of becoming a registered organ donor and how they can save somebody's life, the better our stats will be, the better our numbers will be, the lower our wait list will be, and of course, the more lives we'll save.
And I imagine that COVID-19 has impacted the rate of organ and tissue donation as well.
Yes, it sure did. In 2020, our registrations were down 39% due to the COVID pandemic. So that's really affected as well, just registrations. Normally, we were seeing a great uptick in Canada as a whole, more people starting to understand the importance of being a registered organ donor. But then, of course, understandably, when COVID hit, a lot of people's attention, of course, went towards COVID and making sure that we were staying healthy and making sure that we were doing what was required for COVID restrictions. And therefore, the attention went away from not only organ and tissue donation registration, but all other organizations and foundations have been hit and impacted very heavily over this last year. So with this month being Organ Donor Awareness Month, that's our wish, is that people will now start to talk about it again. They'll start to see the importance of it and then make that choice to become a registered organ donor. One other thing that I might say with that is that you can make that choice and become a registered organ donor, but we encourage you to tell your family members, because if you don't tell your family members, when it comes time that decision would be made, if your family doesn't know, they can actually speak on your behalf and negate your wishes. So we encourage you, once you make the decision to become a registered organ donor, share it on social media, but also tell your family so that they know what your wishes are going down the road.
Now, you touched on this earlier, but why is it important to recognize this awareness month?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just our numbers. You know, when we go back to looking at, you know, as a country like Canada, we have one of the best countries in the world, and we're very proud of our country. But to have statistics like the one I mentioned earlier, one of the worst organ and tissue donor registration rates in the world, I think it's out of education. You know, we need just to educate people a little bit more. It's not in the forefront of a lot of people's day-to-day lives. And so what we're trying to do is just help people understand the importance of it. And then also by a simple act of kindness, and quite frankly, it's something that I've seen it happen firsthand when a family receives the organ from someone. It could be a living donor, or it could be, unfortunately, somebody that's passed away. In their darkest time of their life, when they're fighting for their life, when they get that news from their doctor that says, or their transplant team that says, we have an organ for you, it is one bit of shining light in their darkest time to give them that hope that they can continue to live. And this is really what we're talking about. Organ donation is something that we can hopefully, by getting more people registered, by more people understanding the importance of organ donation and registration and what it truly means, we can save more lives. When you think about it, that stack of roughly 5 deaths per week and 1 death every 30 hours, wow, wouldn't that have been amazing if we could literally take that and wipe that right out so that these wait lists are so small and we're saving more lives? As Canadians, that's what we love to do anyways. We always are out there helping people. We're constantly out there finding ways that we can do better and that we can look after each other. Here is one way that you can do it, by just taking 2 minutes. And you can do that by going to davidfosterfoundation.com, and you can click on your province, and right then and there you can register. Literally, it's only 2 minutes.
With Canada's donor rate being so low, yet the wait list being so long, how many people would have to register to become donors in order to keep up with that demand?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I don't know the exact numbers. I think really what we're talking about is bringing it from organ donor registration rate right now, which is in the 20s, and bring that nationally, and then bring that up. I mean, could you imagine if we had over 50% or 70% of the population in Canada that are registered organ donors? That's what we're talking about. Just by moving that registration bar, just that little bit, can actually make a tremendous difference in all of those lives. I mean, you think about when you've got 4,500 Canadians that are waiting on a transplant list right now. Every single day, they're waiting for that call. And it happens so often that people pass away every day, but their organs are not able to be given to anyone else. And that's the sad part, is that I think if people knew what they could do by leaving a life legacy and giving their organs once their life is finished, then they can actually pass that on to someone else to help them live, to help improve their life. I mean, there's just so many benefits to this, and it really becomes a real life legacy. And it's something that when I talk to families that have actually gone through this process, that they've lost a loved one and that loved one was able to donate organs to other families, they say that that is the one other shining light that they have for them, is to know that their loved one didn't die in vain, if it was an accident or something like that. And they actually really hold on to that, knowing that their loved one was able to improve the life or save the life of someone else when they fortunately passed away.
Now, if people would like to learn more about the David Foster Foundation and what they're doing this month to raise awareness, where can they go to learn more?
Well, the very first place is you can go to davidfosterfoundation.com. That's our website. And you can follow at David Foster Foundation on Facebook and Instagram for more information, for stories. We have wonderful family stories that are just so encouraging. And those are our heroes, you know, when you look at the families and you see their battles and what they've been able to go through and come out on the other side. And they're such amazingly strong families and children. So I'd encourage you, go to davidfosterfoundation.com and make that decision today. Get vocal. Hashtag get vocal is our April hashtag. And we encourage you to help us spread the news. It takes less than 2 minutes to register, and together we can make a significant change in the lives of so many people.
All right. Well, we covered quite a bit of ground here, Michael, but was there anything else you wanted to touch on today pertaining to this topic?
You know, I think the big part is that we just encourage all Canadians to think about organ and tissue donation and to think about becoming a registered organ donor, because one day it might be your life that you're waiting for an organ, and somebody may be able to save yours. So thank you so much for the opportunity just to speak on this. And on behalf of David Foster and our entire families, we just thank you for doing what you do and being in the airwaves to help spread the news and the importance of becoming a registered organ donor.
All right. Well, thank you again, Michael, for joining us today on Thompson Today.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
That was Michael Ravenhill, the CEO of the David Foster Foundation. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.